Breitbart Business Digest, Consumers and Retailers Shrugged Off Tariffs in April. By John Carney on May 13, 2025. Tariff inflation is everywhere, except in consumer prices. April's Consumer Price Index, CPI, came and went, with no sign of the Trump administration's new tariffs pushing up inflation. The April CPI report was supposed to be the moment when the new tariffs showed their teeth. After all, President Trump announced the 10% universal tariff and reciprocal duties on over 60 countries back on April 2nd. That was more than enough time for the price of imported goods to start climbing. Or so the theory went. But the CPI says otherwise. Headline inflation came in at just 0.2% for the month. Core inflation, excluding food and energy, also ticked up just 0.2%. Year over year, the All Items Index slowed to 2.3%, the lowest reading since February 2021. And what about the goods that were supposed to get hammered by tariffs? Apparel prices fell by 0.2% in April, including a 1.1% decline in infant and toddler clothes. Clocks, lamps, and home decor items fell 1.1%. Dishes and flatware prices dropped 2.6%. Tools, hardware, and outdoor equipment prices rose by just 0.1%. Television prices declined 2.1%. Toys, games, hobbies and playground equipment prices fell by 0.3%. Smartphone prices dropped 0.6%. Household furnishings prices rose just 0.2%. The auto sector, which relies heavily on foreign parts and vehicles, also failed to follow the tariff-induced inflation narrative. New vehicle prices were flat in April. Used car prices actually fell 0.5% on the month. There was a notable increase in auto insurance, which jumped 0.6% in April and is up 6.4% year over year, but that's a domestic cost issue, not a trade one. If tariffs were going to spike prices quickly, this category should have been one of the first to blink. Instead, it barely moved. What did go up? It's also worth noting what did rise in the April CPI. Shelter prices climbed 0.3%, with both rent and owner's equivalent of rent rising. Household furnishings and supplies rose 0.2%, likely on stronger housing demand. Recall that new home sales, a major source of demand for furniture, jumped 7.4% in March, and sales at furniture stores were up 7.7%. This is a story of domestic supply rather than anything to do with imports or tariffs. There were also increases in computer and appliance prices. Tariffs may have played a role in raising these prices, although it is possible that tariff front-running pushed up demand. Retail sales in March, the most recent month for which we have data, rose 1.8% at electronics and appliance stores. And even if tariffs did raise prices on these categories, this appears to have been offset by declines elsewhere. In other words, at most what we saw was some relative pricing shifts rather than a broad increase in the price level. Just wait, but for how long? Wall Street analysts have rushed to explain this away. Their consensus is that it could take months, sometimes 6 months or more, for tariffs to show up in retail prices. That sounds plausible. But it's also exactly what the Federal Reserve says didn't happen last time. In a paper released last week, Fed economists looked at the 2018 to 2019 trade war and found that prices for consumer goods affected by tariffs rose within 2 months. The pass-through to consumer prices was described as nearly full and rapid. That means the April CPI should have shown some impact, especially for consumer-facing products. It didn't. One reason could be inventory. Retailers and wholesalers likely stocked up on goods before the tariffs hit. That buffer could mute price pressures in the near term. What's more, it could mean that the tariff pricing pressures never hit as hard as expected because the overstocking gives companies time to adjust. Which brings us to the role of substitution. Tariffs don't freeze markets, they reroute them. If Chinese apparel becomes expensive, retailers might switch to Vietnamese or Bangladeshi goods. If auto parts from one country get hit, manufacturers may draw from Mexico, Canada, or the United States. Over time, supply chains bend around tariff walls. The long-term effect might actually be lower import reliance and greater resilience. If prices remain subdued in May and June, it will suggest that the 2025 tariffs are being absorbed, avoided, or offset. That would be a major surprise to economists and of indication for those who argue that tariff policy can be strategic without being inflationary. But if prices jump next month, you can bet the same analysts who told us it would take half a year will suddenly claim the tariffs are to blame. This was the third month in a row in which analysts overestimated inflation, a sign that they are assuming too much tariff impact. It is all very reminiscent of the tariff panic in the first Trump administration, when analysts and legacy media outlets claimed that higher import duties would squeeze consumers, only to have to explain away why this did not happen month after month. They were wrong then. They might be wrong again now.